look into your word and be challenged once again to learn what it means to trust in you. We pray for your grace and your blessings as we try and fathom this word of yours. We pray that you will help us to practice this sense of trust biblically in a world that is increasingly difficult, and pray that you would bless us with wisdom. In Jesus' name, amen. I think we look in the papers today, or any media, any magazine, news, TV, magazines, newspapers, you know it. And you cannot but be really, really alarmed at what is happening in the world today. And I think that one word that stands out in today's context is the whole idea of the problem of violence. And the challenge is, what do we do with this? And this is a challenge because the greatest fear is that there will be people who will retaliate. And this is already starting to happen. And people feel that, listen, we have been getting the short end of the stick. It's time to hit back. And so we have revenge killings. And any way you look at it, it's bad news. Because it will just escalate. And it gets worse. And it will always get worse. What's the answer to this problem of when we see violence all over the world? We read this morning Psalm 37. Psalm 37 is known as one of those wisdom psalms. There are some psalms which are praise. Awesome, all over the place. Praise, 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 praise. There are some psalms which are penitential, where the psalmist is crying out to the Lord for forgiveness. And there are some psalms which are what we call wisdom type. And because they're wisdom type, it's very easy to tell what they are. You will see very often a contrast between, say, the righteous and the wicked. Now, that's typical proverbial style. So this is classified under wisdom literature, or this wisdom psalms. And Psalm 37 is one of those wisdom psalms. So if you take a look very carefully, you will watch the contrast between the wicked and the righteous. And the wicked, let me just highlight some of them for you so that we can move along a little bit more. And we look at the wisdom psalms over here. And look at Psalm 37 particularly. So the mention would be concerning these people who are called evildoers. So we have a whole lot of substantives, a lot of words that would describe who the wicked are. Substantives was meant for my Sunday school class. I see the faces also blank, so remind me to explain further. All right, anyway, substantive. This is a private joke for all those who are in SSS4 and who are watching that, or who are doing virtual studying. The Greek, the idea of, the adjectives becoming nouns. Okay, so this would be the evildoers, 37:1. They are called workers of iniquity, verse 1 as well. Okay, sometimes they're called the wicked. A lot of references to the word wicked. Verse 12, for example, the wicked plots against the just and gnashes at him with his teeth. And then verse 14, the wicked have drawn the sword. They want to slay those who are upright conducts. And then we read in verse 17, the arms of the wicked. Verse 21, the wicked shall perish. Verse 32, the wicked watches the righteous and seeks to slay him. Verse 34, the wicked are cut off. Verse 35, I've seen the wicked in great power, spreading himself like a native green tree. And yet he passed away and he was no more. Well, we see the wicked mentioned. Sometimes it's called a transgressor, 37, 38. The transgressors shall be destroyed together. Okay? So we see the right, see the wicked, and sometimes we are alarmed. How are they so powerful? Why are they getting away with it? Why are they performing all kinds of atrocities? And we just wonder. It's all over the world. In a lesser known Ukraine conflict, in the last several months, over 5,000 people have died. You see, it may not be a well-known figure. I keep watch over what's happening in the world because this is something that should cause us to be very deeply concerned. So what do we do with the wicked? And I like this part of it. Psalm 37, you watch this. Okay? When the wicked are cut off, you shall see it. I've seen the wicked in great power, spreading himself like a native green tree, yet he passed away. This must be our anchor. Let's never be, you know, afraid of the growing powers of the wicked. They will be cut off. This is something that we need to look at very, very carefully. Okay, and we want to look at verse 20. The wicked shall perish, the enemies of the Lord, like the splendor of the meadows. They may look splendors right now, full of splendor right now, but they shall vanish. Into smoke they shall vanish away. Let's not worry about the wicked at all. Okay, the Lord will deal with them, and they will literally, in verse 15, the sword that they plan to have will enter into their own hearts, and they will be destroyed one day. This must be our hope. This must be our trust. So what would the righteous do? What should the righteous do in the midst of all these things? And the last thing we want to do is to look at taking up arms. Now, there are some places over in the West, strange situations. But instead of, you know, it's like a pub these days. And instead of just serving drinks, which they do, you can ask yourself what kind of weapons you want to use for the fun in the evening. So you say, well, I want to play with submachine guns. You can sign up for it. They will take you to a place. You can shoot the thing here until you're tired. They're actually offering things like that. What's the answer? And the people who go to all these things are surprising. What is their profession? You'll be surprised. Doctors are there. Just to let off steam. It must be the patients that they have. What else? The accountants are there. The lawyers are there. And they just actually enter into those things so that they can just let off some steam. You see, the psychology behind it of it all is just simply to vent. The biblical approach is quite different. This is what the Lord's word recommends for us as we speak of trust in the Lord. What do we mean? 37 verse 11. Okay, let's take a look at the group of people who are described in contrast to the wicked. 37:11, the meek. Instead of being angry all the time, they choose to be meek. 37:16, we read, a little that a righteous man has. Maybe the person who is righteous does not have as much money as the wicked. But rather to have lesser and be righteous before the Lord than to have the riches of the many wicked. Because the Lord will uphold the righteous. Verse 17, we read. 37:18, he's called the upright. 37:23, he's called the good man. 37:37, and he's called the blameless man. So the wicked is offered in contrast to, the righteous offered in contrast to the wicked. So he's upright. So he's blameless. He's righteous. He's meek. He's a good man. Well, that's the way it should be. And we need to have this approach towards life. So what do they do in the midst of all the things which are there? What do they do? What should they do? Well, 37 begins with, first, they don't fret. So when we see wickedness, a part of a tendency in our heart is to fret. Don't. What should we do? Let's not fret. Certainly, let's not be envious. What do? We learn to exercise trust in the Lord. What do we do? What do we mean when we say exercise trust in the Lord? We learn how to do good. That's the whole challenge. So our activities are, let's trust the Lord, let's do good. 37:5, let's rest in the Lord. So important. Let's commit our ways to Him. Verse 7, let's rest in the Lord. Let's wait patiently for Him. These are the things that we want to try and do. And if it's hard. You know, sometimes it's easier to get angry. It's so much easier to fight back. But when you do that, it just snowballs. Then the other person will say, well, you see, they fought back. Now we have to fight back. And it just is an endless thing here. All the time. This is what Chinese movies are made up of in the past. I must have revenge. You know, my father died. I must have revenge. So he kills the other side. And the person says, the next movie, I must have revenge. You see, this guy's good became bad. So now the bad becomes good. Now I must have revenge. This is why Chinese films can last forever. Because there's no end to revenge. And off we go, and it is just killing everybody. Good thing China got so many people. Otherwise, by the time we finish revenging everybody, there's nobody there already. But, you know, that's how it is. So they produce children so that they can take revenge and all that. Okay, remember you see those Chinese films and all that, remember, it's not Chinese, not Christian. And it's totally different. I mean, we just want to look, take a look at it. That's not the way to go at all. What may we hope for when we talk about trust in the Lord as we practice this, the wisdom of this psalm? What may we look forward to? And I think this is important. Let's take a look at what the Lord promised to those who will trust in Him. Verse 4, take a look. The Psalm 37 is a psalm that you're going to read all over the place to get these pictures here. And it's wonderful. Look at the blessings promised of those who trust Him. Verse 4, He will delight yourself in the Lord. He will give you the desires of your heart. Verse 4. Okay, 37:6. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light, your justice as the noonday. You know, it will shine. The righteousness will really shine above the wickedness and the darknesses in the world. 37:37, we read, the future of the person who is blameless is peace. 37:39, what will he have? Salvation from the Lord. Okay, what else? He will inherit the earth. Now, it doesn't mean to become the richest man. It simply means that there will be a posterity. There will be others who will follow up. And God's posterity is your special blessing rather than not at all. Okay, they inherit the earth. 37:23, what else? The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. The Lord will order the footsteps, and it's going to be a blessed step indeed. 37:39, his strength will be there. The strength in the time of trouble. The Lord shall help and he will deliver. Verse 40. So we have a whole list of things that we are challenged to consider. Rather than to look at short-end or short-term understanding, we have something that is deep and lasting and permanent. I'll take that anytime. And this is what it means to trust in the Lord. It's not an easy thing to do, but it's the wisest and the best thing to do. So when we feel anger coming up, and we feel frustration coming up, choose the path of righteousness. Be that good man. Be that upright person. And this is always very, very important. And where do you practice this? You know what? You practice this right here in our church. How? Where? Kapak. And I mean it. Okay, so sometimes when I hear, oh, so-and-so drove badly, want to kick up a fuss, I say, please call me. I'll be very happy to speak to the person who parks wrongly and still wants the big trouble. Why? Well, why can't we do it as we should? As people who are good, as people who are righteous, as people who are upright. We practice it right here. We practice it when we drive out. There will be people who will be walking along the way. And you know, and this is one situation where the person banged into your car, possibly. And we practice it right now, right here and now. And it's okay. This is what it means for us to practice this trust in the Lord in the most practical way possible. There is no need to give that vent to that anger. There is no need to be upset. There is no need for us to show what? That you got a big car? Come on. It should not be. One of these days, kapang people, put me on duty. And why should it not be? I mean, seriously, why can't we be reminded that we ought to practice righteousness right where we are? And if we cannot practice righteousness right here, where could we talk about practicing righteousness? In the world? The humility part, the meekness part, the gentleness part, the goodness part, the blamelessness part. Let it be true in our life as we speak about trust in the Lord. You know, I think this is important. If we can practice these things right where we are, everywhere we are, and it will make all the difference in the world, then the whole idea of trusting the Lord becomes real, becomes something tangible, becomes something that we can be proud of and say, you know what? You know why I'm doing this? That's me. Okay, so if you see someone driving very slowly, and the person is just driving nicely, and you say, 293, who's that person? And you honk, be very careful, because I will note your number and I will wave to you. Then you might have to change church, which is worse. So let's practice this. Let's really, really practice this so that when we talk about righteousness, we talk about trust in the Lord, we're talking about something that we can practice right here and now. Okay? And that goes for lunch too. And it's nice to be able to do it. Go ahead. It's up to you. Go ahead after you. Now, I usually don't go down for lunch. But I might surprise you one day. And I'll be just right behind you. And then the person that you was serving you does not smile very much. And your face turns color. And before you say it, I will just tap you on the shoulder. And you turn around. Oh, hi, Pastor. Oh, yes. I would rather not do that. I really would rather not do that. Can we practice this whole idea of what it really, really means to trust the Lord? I think that would be nice. Chinese New Year is coming up next week. Okay, and you will be parking all over the place, and you will be parking near Seletar Hills somewhere. We're no longer called Seletar Hills, by the way. We're called Gerald Mugliston, wherever that is. It used to be called Xiao King. Okay, so the people who live there, park there, drive, park a little bit more perversely sometimes. And you know, because they are a little bit mad sometimes. So don't join that group. Come in, park nicely, so that people will not point the finger and say, there is that house. And all the people who visit him are just like that.
May there be uprightness, the way we part. May there be blamelessness. May there be goodness. Let it be seen in the way we are, in the way we live, in the way we do things. And that would really be a very, very wonderful and challenging way of practicing righteousness and trust in the Lord. Okay, and have a wonderful Chinese New Year. Well, let's pray together. Our Father, we just want to thank you for the love that you've given to us, the promises of blessings. And you have blessed wonderfully. Help us to reflect our gratitude, our joy, our happiness in the way we behave, in the way we are, in the way we do things. And so, Father, we pray that you would help us to be mindful of the way we should be at all times, people who express that goodness, that meekness in our life. We pray that you will teach us how to offer to the world a really good and solid answer by the way we are, by who we are, and what we do. May we be able to contribute to the peace that is in the world. We pray for your blessings. Bless, Father, this offering that we give now. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, a give and love gift for the Lord's work. Let's ask this great God to help us to live out our faith in him. And may this great and wonderful God who gives us supreme wisdom teach us how to express our trust in him by the way we live. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ enable us to trust him. And the power of the Spirit of God enable us to know and believe that our God reigns. And he will triumph over all evil. To him be glory now and forever. Amen.